Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan. And we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Peace and Misawa. Welcome to the Tempest Universe. Manny, today's special? Robbing with fried rice.
China.
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
It's China to me, China.
Army officers say the missile, found sometime last week, has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to Wright Field, Ohio, for further inspection.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside.
China!
This is the Tempest Universe, man. Hold on to your ass, you're in for a hell of a ride.
This is the Tempest Universe, man. That's right. Hey, I'm glad to be back again this week with another episode. Honestly, I didn't think I was going to do an episode, but recently I heard from an individual, which has been a long time listener, even back to the heydays of good old Big O. I'm drawing a blank. Sorry, I've had Jim Beam and now tequila trying to get rid of this cold that I have. I don't know what makes me think that's any kind of a medicine. I don't understand. Special shout out to Renee. We also have Sightings on 18 Wheels. We know who that is. Why don't you just change your name? Just put the name on there, King Vet. And Green Man is here as well. Well, I wasn't going to do the episode. I was like, I'm feeling so beat down by the illness. Like, this cold has lasted almost 3 weeks. I've taken 2 COVID tests and they're all negative. So it's not COVID. It might be allergies combined with a little bit of fuck you from Mother Nature. I don't know what it is. I just can't get rid of it. The congestion is crazy. It's nuts. I don't even want to look at the yard because I don't want to touch it because I feel like I'll get worse. But I want to send a special shout out to Mario out in New Jersey. What's up, Mario? Recently, Mario was hanging out with my other brother and sister out there in New Jersey. So what's up, Mario? Haven't heard from Mario for quite a bit. So Mario, come on, stay in touch. Give me some of that UFO info you got. Give me some of that knowledge. Green Man says it's the Texas flu. It probably is. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's actually my second podcast for today. I'm part of Big Dime Sports Podcast, and we do a little sports stuff. We were talking about the Jake Paul fight with Tyson. Not Tyson. I wish he would have won. But anyway, with Fury. Let's be honest. This is not something we're going to talk about on this podcast. So if you want to see what I had to say about it, go to Big Dime Sports on YouTube. Also on YouTube. The other good news is this podcast, this video vlog, is going to go to 1080p. We're going to increase the the resolution on it and increase the amount of people that can be on it as well. starting next week. Like I said, I'm doing the migration to YouTube. Like, I'm tired of it. I know. You guys want to see my ugly mug. I don't want to see my ugly mug either. I'm looking at it right now. It's one of the worst things I could ever do. You guys know how it is. You guys know what it is. It's, you never want to look at yourself. You don't want to hear yourself. You don't want to look at yourself. It's just, it's painful. It really is. Now, before I get started, we got two articles to talk about. But I got to mention this up front so that you guys know, in case you decide to go away, without even finishing the episode, because that happens a lot. I got a special guest next week, Samuel Chung, on March the 2nd, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time here on YouTube. So if you want to see this episode live, or you want to interact with Samuel, because he knows it's going to be live, you want to be here. It is regarding a book called the Thiaobu, I'll get it straight by then. By March 2nd, I'll get it straight. Prophecy. Now, this story is about a gentleman from France who goes on the ET experience, and he writes about it. But he writes about all these things that he learned in this gigantic book. And in the book, there's so much insight that was shared to this individual from, you know, his ETs. And Samuel searched for this guy and eventually caught up with him and literally shared the information with the world, especially China. Like, literally, Donald Trump should interview Samuel, not me, because Samuel took this guy's book, got it translated into Chinese, and it literally went out to China. Like, what the hell, dude? That's crazy. So he's going to be here on March 2nd, so join me for that. And I'm sure he'll be willing to answer questions. I've seen other interviews he's done. He's very polite, really nice guy. So you guys will enjoy that. We'll have his bio info published during that episode. Another interesting factoid about him. You know, there's a lot of info in there that you wouldn't even think that someone just chasing around dudes that go, you know, galaxy tripping with aliens would have an experience as well. So this is going to be a pretty cool interview. So hopefully you guys are here to see it and be part of it live. So we got two articles to jump into, and, you know, I got to clear my throat a little bit here because that's what the sick people do. So I'm going to play a shitty track for you just because I can. Check this one out. I didn't think I was going to be able to stop picking my nose in time. Anyway, this article that we're going to go over has to do with an individual by the name of Eric Weinstein. Let me tell you the story behind this just for a second, because I honestly, it was early this morning. I had to get out because Yoda, El Pugo, was, you know, escaping again from his holding cell overnight. He escapes now. to be honest. And his calling card is a Poro P in random places, not even the same spot every time. So I get up this morning and I say, well, let me throw this on YouTube, see what's out there. You know, do a little bit of research, catch up on the news or whatever. Look at some of my travel vloggers because I like watching travel videos. And there was a clip from our buddy Joe Rogan, Mr. 75 Push-Ups, inside joke from one of his episodes. Anyway, if you watch Joe Rogan all the time, you'll know. And he's interviewing Eric Weinstein. Weinstein, whatever the fuck it is. And this guy, Eric, he's kind of like me. He's incoherent sometimes. Like, I was listening to him. I still didn't know what the fuck he was talking about for most of the clip. It was like a short clip they do. You know how Rogan tries to get all the damn views, so he'll put like 10 clips out of the same fucking episode. And he gets all the views, right? So there was this clip about this guy, Weinstein, Eric Weinstein. And I was like, what the hell is he talking about? What is going on? And then I get on the internet, and there's an article about Eric and exactly what he's telling the people, apparently, that he went on to Joe Rogan's show to talk about. And so he claims that himself and this guy named Sam Harris, they were invited to see alien UFOs by the government. Come on, for fuck's sake. What is wrong with aliens? We'll get into this in a second, all right? So who is Eric Weinstein, you might want to ask yourself right now. You think, oh, is he the guy that had to do with somebody dying? No. Is he really popular? I don't even know. I've never fucking heard of the guy. He received a PhD in mathematical physics from Harvard University in 92. He also ran a podcast. And as a matter of fact, he hasn't had a new podcast episode since November of 2020. So aliens listen to podcasts now, and they send invites through the government to these people. I don't understand. Maybe it's not the aliens. Maybe it's just the weird off government folks who are doing this. They're just picking the people you would freaking not believe, or you have no idea who they are, in order to do this. Now, I honestly haven't seen Eric anywhere, and that might be my fault. Maybe I'm just not in touch with the current ufology state of being. Maybe I don't understand why he would be so important. Now, some of the conversation that he had with Joe Rogan was the fact that, these government people didn't really use scientists in their, I don't know, exploration or examination of these UFOs, right? But in his interview, all he kept talking about that they would tell him that, it's a big secret, blah, blah, blah. We'll have to blindfold you, put you in a plane, drive you to somewhere. You'll have something over your head. You won't be able to see shit, Eric. You won't even be able to see the probe coming at you, right? But they're saying they picked Eric Weinstein. And there he was trying to tell us that that's what was going on. So then he says, hey, they also picked some guy named Sam Harris. I was like, okay, fuck, who the fuck is Sam Harris? He's a neuroscientist. He's a philosopher. Aren't we all fucking philosophers? I philosophize all the fucking time. Like, my philosophy is, don't show people, nobody fucking knows, the UFO secret. Like, give the secret to someone that people fucking know. How about that? Don't give it to, who the fuck is Sam Harris? Sam Harris, New York Times bestselling author. He has a podcast called the Making Sense Podcast, and he's a creator of the Waking Up app. Like, why the fuck we need an app to wake up? This is who they're entrusting with the UFO secret, or they haven't. Rumor is that Sam Harris has pretty much said, I don't want to be part of this fucking UFO secret. I'm tired of them telling us they're going to tell us and not tell us, tell us, not tell us. He's done with it. Sam Harris, he seems like he still wants a good probing. Like, he wants the secret. They keep telling him they're going to show him, and I feel like he's waiting for it. He's like a little kid at the candy store, just, he's got the twitch going on. My whole issue with this is, why would they tell these guys the secret? Who the fuck are these guys? Are they important people? Are they people that we would listen to? I don't know. JC says, give it to Bob Lazar. I'd give it to Bob. I should rephrase that. I might give the secret to Bob Lazar, you know. But the thing is that a lot of people don't believe Bob Lazar already. So Bob Lazar is already tainted. I like Bob Lazar. He's got the science background, even though nobody believes that either. Even though he runs a science-based company, nobody believes that shit. So I wouldn't give it to Bob Lazar either. Like, literally, I would give it to someone that people gave two fucks about. That's the issue. Who is that? Is it Rihanna? I mean, she showed us she had a baby bump during the Super Bowl. We could trust her. We definitely are not going to give it to someone that's a criminal. We need someone people trust. And ladies and gentlemen, there is not one fucking person on this planet that everybody knows that we can trust. Just look at Balloongate. $500,000 to shoot down ham radio balloons. I mean, there's no one in government we can trust. That's why they're trying to find somebody else. We can't trust them. Crazy. I just don't know. I don't understand why Eric Weinstein and Samuel Harris are the two go guys for this. 3 years. Did they even fucking check these guys' ID? Did they check to see if they really work for the government before they came out went to Joe Rogan and told him this crazy-ass story? That's my question to start out with. Did you even check these guys' credentials? No, probably not. They probably didn't. But it's a great story, especially if you're a podcaster, you know. We heard those kind of stories from other podcasters that talk about UFOs, how the men in black were watching them, sitting outside of their house. Oh, here's a good one. JC's right. Oh, damn, JC hit it right on the money. For fuck's sake. JC should write my content. Avi Loeb would be the perfect guy. I love Avi Loeb. Anyone that could take a slender-looking rock running through space and make it into an alien civilization and have the planet listen to them and really believe that he's right, that's the guy we need. We need Avi Loeb. And when you listen to him, he's got an accent, at least in America. If they got an accent, for fuck's sake, you believe them. They're telling you the truth. Why would they lie using an accent? No. They wouldn't lie to you. They have no skin in the game. So these two guys are out there. You know, I don't particularly believe their story necessarily. I don't know what they would get out of this other than a lot of fucking heartache. So someone's probably, maybe someone's fucking with them, trying to get them to believe that they are the alien secret messiahs, the prophets who are going to come forward and tell the world what's really happening. I don't buy that for a second. Think somebody's screwing with them. But, you know, hey, I'll be happy if in about, maybe you say June, they come out, they've got the secret, they show us the videos, the paperwork, and we'll see who the fuck is paying attention. Because in ufology, the number one problem is no one fucking pays attention. No one really cares what's going on. And at that point, what will happen is we'll drop a nuke on some country, like, you know, Western Russia, so that no one would actually hear the story of Eric and Sam getting probed and getting this download into their brain cells from this government, mysterious government agency that wants to share all the UFO info with people we don't fucking know. Yeah, well, I hope I summarized it. I don't know if I got the whole thing down. Gamevis says, even when you have and found real UFO footage, nobody gives a flip. And that's true. He said nobody cares, but nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a damn fuck about what footage you have. Gamevis is someone who's recorded a lot of UFO footage. Some shit is like, what in the hell's going on? Like, I saw one that was fantastic. Night vision at night in the middle of nowhere where he lives. He does live in the middle of nowhere, by the way. And still, a lot of people tried their best to say that it wasn't a real UFO, some kind of an artifact or whatever. Listen, UFOs are unidentified flying objects. And until you identify it, it is what it is. But yeah, to JC's point, I would definitely get Avi Loeb to bring this to the masses, because that really is someone that I could put my my trust on until he fucks up. By the way, I was giving out his book. Maybe I'll do that. I got like two more books of Avi's, Oumuamua story. His first book that came out about these alien artifacts. And actually, he's got another book coming out, I believe, in the summer. So I got these two books that I need to get out there and see. It says, JC's got something. He says, Stephen Greer thinks disclosure is coming in the near to midterm. There are quite a lot of people saying that this fucking disclosure is going to happen this year. I don't know. I think shooting down alien balloons that are, weather balloons seems like a lot more fun. And honestly, you take your F-22. That's the other story that was pretty funny. This F-22, the latest and greatest fighter jet in our greatest army in the world, sent to shoot down balloons. I don't know. That money could have gone to something else, I'm sure, but fuck, what a great test. All right, one more article for today. Oh, wait, we've got another comment here. It's gone. Don't shoot down UFOs. You could start Star Wars. Okay. Eventually, they'll get the shit right, and they'll shoot something that's really worth shooting. Let's be honest.
Try to play, but you're never gonna beat me. Look the other way, what I'm doing ain't easy. Bloody hands stained from the people who deceive me. Muddy hands break through the chains, go free me. Looking for change, looking for pain. Pulling a mob, pushing a train. I'll never stop, stick to a lane. Pick up the pieces and go rearrange, yeah. I'll be the best above all the rest, put me to the test, yeah. Expect nothing less, you check as I'm chess, what's happening next, yeah. He got the venom, a tangible weapon, no coming in second, this life is a lesson. He got a new engine from pain, it's a blessing, new focus, no guessing, just bold and obsession, all in his possession, you got the retention, I'll leave an impression, and take a redemption, just kill no discretion, your mind is a weapon, 11-11, it's time for progression, oh! You could try to play, but you're never gonna beat me, look the other way, what I'm doing ain't easy, bloody hands stained from the people who deceive me, muddy hands break through the chains, go free me. People like sheep move feet, hurt it easy. You don't wanna be fast asleep when they're scheming. Better stand tall, ready for a fight, believe me. When they try the chains, you can say no, free me. So he's been looking for somebody who could save him, instead of searching inside for what they gave him. A strong will, strong mind causes mayhem. We could change the world, change times, rearrange them. Staying on pace, running the race. Life is a chase, I don't want a place. I wanna be first, work till it hurts. Dehydrated thirst till I'm in a hearse. High ambitions in the right mind can take you so far. It's like you lived a few lifetimes. Take off, I'ma break off from the weak minds. They can stay soft. You can change lives, you create thoughts. Never waste time, you got one shot. You got one life, better pop off. What do you like? Make a dream job. No 9-5, no mean boss. Just my life and free thoughts. You could try to play, but you're never gonna beat me. Look the other way, what I'm doing ain't easy. Bloody hands stained from the people who deceive me. Muddy hands break through the chains, go free me. People like sheep move feet, hurt it easy. You don't wanna be fast asleep when they're scheming. Better stand tall, ready for a fight, believe me. When they try the chains, you can say no, free me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the madness has started, finally. This is the stuff we really wanted 30 years ago. This is the stuff we wanted 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. The Defense Department is looking into reports of UFOs deactivating nuclear warheads. better late than never, right? I mean, it shows that they give a shit now, because I don't know why. I honestly still don't know why people in the government finally decided to give a shit. Is it because of Congress? Listen, if we're talking about the same government that Stephen Greer says has these special access programs, where the government that we see has zero power, why do they care now? Why are they trying to get answers? And what's going to happen? Who's going to stop them from getting those answers? This article that's on here is linked in the description, just like the one before this. But now it turns out that the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or ARRO, has started interviewing former military folks who've been witnesses to these situations. We see these things all the time. Literally, if you've watched the History Channel at all in the last, 15 fucking years, you've seen some of these guys talking about these incidents, how the UFOs will come in, they'll fuck with the nukes, turn them on, turn them off, all kind of shit, send out fucking false signals like they're being armed. This is what we got to deal with. Now, I want to take a step back because there's the same government that gave us the UAP report that also said that these were our folks, right? That these are our folks that were kind of seeing these anomalies and these things, and they automatically said it was our near peers. I mean, I don't think they're our peers, right? But they called them our near peers, Russia and China. China! So are they telling us that China had balloons, back in the 60s that could float over a base and shut off some nukes? I mean, the fucking balloons could barely dodge a missile just recently. So how can they do that? How were they able to do that and then fly away so easily in the night? Because it wasn't fucking balloons. It more likely was not China, and probably wasn't Russia either, because they've got a shit show going on right now in Ukraine. None of these fuck faces, excuse my French, have shown the ability or the capability to use any kind of technology other than a shit show. Literally. Like, how smart was that? Just to have these fucking hot air balloons with all this great equipment just fly over the United States. Did you really think you would not get caught? For fuck's sake. I don't get it. So, no, I don't think it was China. I don't think it was our buddies in Russia. Though they make great vodka, let me tell you. It's delish. So, ARRO's out there. They're interviewing folks, trying to get some stories. And it's been quite a bit that they've been, I think I heard about this last week, to be honest. So these guys are going to be out there doing their interviews and giving some questions. And I'm sure that after they get an interview by ARRO, they're going to do the podcast, the podcast trail as they go from one podcast to another, telling people what they told ARRO. And then ARRO is going to be like, we didn't talk to them. We didn't say no. We don't know nothing. Anyway, so the director of the office of ARRO, sounds like a disease, says that they're looking into a lot of these reports, similar reports from witnesses about UFOs deactivating nuclear warheads. And according to Robert Hastings, who has spoken to 167 veterans regarding more than 100 UFO incursions at nuclear weapon sites during the Cold War era and beyond. One of the guys that I think that they needed to interview, because we all saw this on the bajillion specials on UFOs that happened on the History Channel, is Robert Jacobs. Is he still alive? Because this beard kind of gives the idea that he's not, but I don't know. He might be still alive. I don't know. Yeah, because those interviews might have been old. But, he's got one of the best stories about UFOs fucking with missiles. One of the best. And, that UFO interfering with that missile test is phenomenal. No fucking hot air balloon's going to do that. None. No matter what country it came from. Even if it was a Chinese lantern set off on the coast of Florida. It's not going to do what Robert Jacobs reported as his UFO encounter. I still think that, all in all, The United States as a country should support its military personnel. They could skip rocks or all the other bullshit. But they need to support these guys because these are the folks that kept the country and its secrets under wraps. These are the guys that should be held as heroes. And we should really take the time to understand that they're not doing this for money because none of these guys fucking got paid. Nobody made any big money. I mean, come on. JC says that he thinks the $12 balloon club story was disinformation, no evidence presented to back the Illinois club claim. Meanwhile, NORAD commander stood pat on the call of objects. It's a shit show. I mean, let's be honest. We don't have anyone strong enough right now in the government to clear this shit out for us and get some answers. Now, I know from personal experience, knowing someone that has been to NORAD back in the day out in Colorado, I know that they only search the sky for certain sizes, certain speeds, and stuff like that. And it's also the same for, you know, our folks that have these air traffic control radars. Yeah, they are even less sensitive to things. So I do believe that they've increased that sensitivity, especially at NORAD, to capture more things because shit's getting by. A lot of shit that could be potentially harmful, not just stuff from other countries here, but stuff from outer space. Junk, rocks, you know, big-ass rocks coming down. At the end of the day, we got to trust our equipment. We got to trust what we've built. We got to trust the folks that we gave the helm to run the security of the country and who tell us that there's shit in our skies that is coming in unimpeded. And I think that's where we're failing in a government that we gave them, we trained them, and now we're basically calling them fucked up liars and they're crazy as hell. I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's what the deal is. I think these guys know what they saw. They were trained. They know that for their time frame of when these things happened, there was nothing out there that could compare in technology to what they saw. So they really should just give them a chance to get their story out and let's get this right. Now, my whole problem with Arrow right now, going back to all the way back to 1945, is most of the people are fucking dead. They should have done this shit when everybody was alive. But they didn't want to listen to the shit we wanted to say until someone stole the videos and put it out in public. So it is what it is. Don't forget, the Tayahuba prophecy will be happening here. March the 2nd, 10 p.m. Central. I want you guys to come in. JC, Gay Vietnam, Green Man, and of course, we can't forget Renee. Come back, check out this interview. It'll be fun. And you guys will be able to be on here and actually post your questions. And, you know, ask Samuel whatever you want to ask, and we'll post it on there so he can see it. You know, it's a fascinating story. I've seen his interview, and I think that if it's true, for fuck's sake, we need to throw Samuel over to Arrow and check that out, because this guy he knew was tripping the life fantastic with aliens, for sure. I mean, that trumps anything, right? Let's be honest about it. I thank you guys for listening. God damn, my congestion is getting crazy. I thank you guys for listening. This will be going over to the podcast for you guys to listen there. Other than that, peace, farewell, ciao, love and happiness and all that good stuff. And please, if you go on a dark road and you see a light in the woods, unless you really want to get probed because you got a lot of Vaseline you want to use, don't go into the woods. Please, ciao.
You and your problems, I don't give a damn. You talk way too much, I have heard enough about you. with you and your problems. I don't give a damn.
It's okay.